This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. Big news for agriculture out of Washington, D.C., where the Supreme Court last Thursday ruled against the EPA in the Sackett versus EPA case. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says this is a huge win for Central Washington agriculture and rural America.
So today is a really good day. The Supreme Court unanimously upheld the navigable waters rules that we have been living in since the last president's administration.
Newhouse says this should send a powerful message that the federal government cannot trample upon the rights of American citizens.
So it's a good day. And now the next step is to make sure that the Biden administration also does its part and rescind its proposed rulemaking, because it obviously would be considered unconstitutional, as we've seen today in this unanimous decision.
That, Newhouse says, would be the right thing to do.
I hope they do that and stop, you know, this wasting of taxpayer money on moving forward with a rule that now we know is definitely unconstitutional.
Newhouse says the draconian WOTUS rule has cast a cloud of uncertainty over landowners for far too long. Tune in tomorrow for more on the SCOTUS-WOTUS decision.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.